those who know in me, a modern agent. What they lost in spades was fucking loyalty. Feasting on the soil and green speeches, just me blowing steam, glowing gleam. Corroded jeans keep me on the road of dreams, but now I'm permanent.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to broadcast locally to Portland, Corvallis, Hood River, and everywhere in between. But what if you're too far away to listen to KBOO on the radio? Never fear. There are many ways to connect to KBOO no matter where you are. By listening online, KBOO offers two web streams that are compatible with iTunes and most media players. Even if you're on a slower connection, you'll be able to listen to our original music, news, and public affairs programs. Find out about how you can listen to KBOO anywhere you want to be by going to http://kboo.fm/listen.
Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
This is KBOO Portland.
Open your eyes.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Radio Theater Hour. Tonight, it's the UBU Hour, and do we have a show for you?
That means something.
Slow down.
In the next hour, we bring you suspense, excitement from Uncle Milty in the crime thriller heist radio drama called The 7-Eleven Caper, written and directed by Martin Dodge. And we also bring some clever and astute political commentary on the presidential election in a radio play called Olinsky and Goldman and Man and Woman, compiled and directed by Rolf Semprebon. Later in the show, we will air another of our Cinema Plunderphonics pieces. But first, we begin the show with an important message for all those college seniors out there who have just graduated or about to graduate in the next few weeks. Next, the UBU Hour has a special message of hope, inspiration, and advice for the class of 2016 from our panel of experts as we welcome you to the world beyond college.
My advice to you young men and women: don't be stuck in a dead-end job. Don't accept work that consumes your time. Follow your passion. Do what you love doing.
Really good advice. They're just gonna sit around their parents' house and smoke weed in front of the computer and television until their parents kick them out. You kids out there, my advice is to suck it up and take whatever job you can get.
No, that's not it. You college graduates don't take any job. Go for the money, honey. You need to make as much money as possible. You're going to need it with all the student debt you piled up over the years.
Let's face it, boys and girls. It's pretty bleak out here in the real world, unless your parents have good connections. The job world really sucks. You're going to get stuck in some low-paying job scrambling to pay off your loans and bills.
A philosophy degree? What were you thinking? With a barely above minimum wage McJob, you won't even be able to pay your rent. That's why my advice is always look out for opportunities to stick it to the man.
Theft and embezzlement is what I'm talking about here.
And remember what the Bible says: God helps those who help themselves.
Really, class of 2016, my advice, I don't know. The real world is fucked. Might as well give up now. The world has gone to shit. Our country is about to be taken over by an orange-haired narcissistic fascist, and we're all going down the crapper. Climate change will only get worse. There's no fucking hope, class of 2016. No hope at all. So I'd say my advice would be, kill yourself now. Why suffer anymore?
And there you have it, an Ubu Hour special message of advice, hope, and inspiration for the class of 2016.
Is that the only thing you do?
I don't remember.
Do you dream about what happened next?
What really happened? You can't feel the darkness or numbness. You can't even feel.
Well, hi once again, kids. It's your Uncle Watson with another bedtime story, and just the kind you like. A kind with lots of gunfire and people getting shot and a bunch of hoods all around. Oh, it's a great story. We call it the 7-Eleven Caper. And without further ado, here it is.
Sitting behind a beat-up Easy Bake Oven in his upstairs office, we find veteran thug Elroy Frenchie Tickler. Seated behind him, Lionel Walleye's train set chews on a matchstick, the same one he's been chewing on for the past 8 years. A fedora tipped forward over his forehead hides his eyes and an embarrassing wine spot. Wilfred Bull Spaghettini, a dwarf, sits facing Frenchie. He's sweating up a dwarf storm of sweat while masticating the habanero pepper. Fortunately, Frenchie does not know that Bull is listening raptly on his Walkman to the new Christine Minstrel singing The Funky Chicken. Standing around in the background are more thugs, J. Abbott Costello, Elspeth Slinky Bard, and Israel Irish Einstein. Frenchie speaks.
Well, Bull, you in or out?
If you're talking about my navel, I don't know how it's any of your business.
I'm talking about the job, the heist. Are you with us or not? I need a good wheelman, and you're the most highly recommended among the pool of visually impaired dwarf drivers whose feet can barely reach the pedals.
At least, that's what your shirt tells me, what with its embroidered monogram reading Evil Little Wheelman Unparalleled in Physical Brevity.
Mom stitched that for me with her own arthritic fingers.
I anticipate we'll be hauling in at least $2 billion before taxes from this caper. You'll be in for a full share.
Wow, Frenchie. Big take for a convenience store.
Yeah, I know. I planned it out since we hit the place on the same day they sell out the fresh load of Twinkies delivered that same morning. Plus, it's payday. Brilliant, right? The Twinkies always sell like hotcakes when they're fresh, even though they're not nearly as good as your average hotcake. The stock is completely sold out by the time the payroll arrives. By then, there's got to be at least a billion simoleons in the store safe.
Simoleons being rather dated slang for dollars, I assume. What do you give our chances of actually pulling this caper off?
Could be as much as 10% in our favor.
Minimum 5. Realistically speaking, though, 4.
Okay, I'm in.
Good. To be perfectly honest, of course, the odds could be as low as 2%. Here's the contract. Sign here.
Contract?
Yeah. Makes everything all legal-like. Everybody signs it.
Jeez, look at all the infamous names on this contract. Elroy Frenchie Tickler, Head Thug, Lionel Walleye Trainset, J. Abbott Costello, Elspeth Slinky Bod, and Israel Irish Einstein. All of them outstanding thugs in anybody's book. And now me, Wilfred Bull Spaghettini Thug. There, signed.
I call all these guys on the contract my Frenchie connections. Cute, huh? Any questions? Ask him of Walleye's or me. Him or me will set you straight.
He or I.
Huh?
Him or me is grammatically incorrect. Should be he or I.
That's right. You was once an English teacher, wasn't you?
An English teacher.
What's ailing you, Walleye's?
Swallowed my matchstick.
Third time you've done that today.
I don't think I'm gonna be able to vomit it up this time. It's gone. Only 8 years old. Hardly even had the thing broken.
Start chewing on candy cigarettes instead of them damn matchsticks, will you?
Hey, come on. He's a non-smoker and a diabetic. Them candy cigarettes is nothing but sugar. They'll kill him.
You mind your own business, Slinky. I don't want any of you gagging on matchsticks or toothpicks before the big heist. We need all yous on the team, even you, Walleye's. And not just because you got a pretty face, nice gams, and googly eyes.
Yeah, you keep telling me that. You're more than just a pretty face. You keep saying it. I don't know what to think. I'm tempted to believe it, but...
Your presence is key to this caper. We're gonna need your extensive lab experience with inert gases, since you'll be using sulfur hydroxide to incapacitate everybody in the store.
Fantastic. An incapacitating gas that smells like egg farts. Nice to know my master's degree in organic chemistry is finally gonna come in handy or something for something other than impressing dames. Might I ask what my good friend Jay Abbott will be doing on this job?
J. Abbott Costello. He's my left-hand man. He'll be using that acne-ravaged mug of his for scaring the people inside the store into cooperating, should we not bring enough gas.
We still talking about sticking up that Walmart, right, French?
No, change of plans. I guess you didn't get the word. We realize fart gas won't have any more effect on Walmart people than with that ugly mug of yours. That's why we're doing a 7-Eleven instead. Better class of clientele and a more upscale milieu.
How you plan on breaking in?
Part of my genius plan. We wait for the place to open for business at 7 a.m. Then, like 10 hours later, we walk in the front door all casual-like.
Pretty gutsy.
Hey, this job ain't for the faint of heart. That's why I handpicked you guys.
I love this guy.
Listen, you three bozos, J. Abbott, Slinky Bod, and Irish Einstein, I want you all to know it ain't just your pretty faces and nice gams that put you on this team.
You're always telling all of us how we're a classy bunch of thugs, the creme de la creme.
Matter of fact, yeah, I do. I just want all yous to know how much I love yous.
Is this some kind of sexual come on?
You want it to be?
Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
It is what it is.
Tempus fugit.
Fugit. Studied Latin.
I've always heard that line in. Oh, yeah. Okay. Is that true? It's fugit?
Yes.
Oh, man.
If you say fugit, you're just anglicizing a Latin word.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of a small-time gangster that knows Latin.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's a good part. Tempus fugit.
When's this heist going down?
Soon. Very.
very soon. But for now, let's have a couple of drinks, nosh on some finger foods, play Lady Gaga downloads, maybe dance a little.
Magen, kein Geld, ich bin arm, kein Platz, kalte Welt, tausend ungeklärte Fragen, Kopf kaputt, pausenlos, Wangen nass, Augen rot, Job weg, Frau weg, meine Zukunft aussichtslos, voll am Ende, sieh mal her, miese Schulden, Riesenberg, nur ein Knopf in meiner Tasche, wo krieg ich die Miete her, Wohnung weg.
A week later, one day before the 7-Eleven caper is scheduled to go down, all the thugs are gathered in the office around the Easy Bake Oven, studying the map. Scattered around the map are various small, movable metal objects, a race car, an iron, a Scotty dog, plus several green plastic houses and red hotels.
This is me, Frenchy, right over here on the left side of the map. As you can tell, I'm the shoe.
Using a long croupier stick he stole from a cheesy casino in Pahrump, Nevada, years ago, Frenchy pushes his shoe to the area representing the front door of the store, itself represented by a red plastic block.
I go in first, buy a Kit Kat bar, pay for it, and begin eating it. Then...
You ain't gonna share with the rest of us?
Of course not. You guys are all outside at your posts. You're on lookout. Wall eyes watching two directions at once. Bulla's in the getaway car.
Maybe you could buy a bunch of candy bars and bring them outside. Give them to us, then go back in again. Maybe an assortment with some Peter Paul Mounds, Baby Ruths, like that.
What the hell kind of...
Hold on there. You fellas want to be scarfing down a load of junk food right before a job? You willing to risk screwing up at the caper by poisoning your systems with that crap?
Hey, Slinky, what do you care what we're eating? What's your job gonna be, anyway?
Tell you what Slinky's job is. I was keeping it a secret because it was gonna be a nice surprise for you guys. But now I guess I gotta tell yous. Slinky is only the finest stick-up sous chef in the USA. He'll be preparing for all yous a post-caper gourmet dinner of Ali's Chat à l'Orange.
My favorite.
Nice. Plus, he's handling the equipment.
What equipment?
Portable stove, weapons, gas masks, fake mustaches, extension ladder.
Why do we need an extension ladder? It's a one-story building we're hitting.
If anything goes wrong and we have to hide on the roof, we'll need a way to get up there. Got it?
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Okay. Let's get back to the map. Now, this piece here, this thimble is Irish. Wait. Why am I making Irish a thimble? Don't that seem kind of sissy?
That's okay. I am kind of a sissy.
Can I be the little race car?
Oh, for Christ's sake, Walleyes. There, take it. You're the little race car. Gotta keep everybody happy in this gang like a bunch of five-year-olds.
He can't be the little race car. That should be me. After all, I'm the wheelman of a real getaway car.
Yeah, you're right. Right is right, and you are right, sir. So, Bull, the wheelman, gets the race car. Walleyes, you're the Scotty dog.
Shit, why I always gotta be something I ain't?
If I may, I would like to make a point before we go on.
Okay, what, Costello?
The getaway car is a 64 VW Beetle, no sunroof, one broken taillight, seats only four, and not comfortably. There's six people working this heist, and one's gonna be holding an extension ladder. So, see what I'm leading up to?
Okay, yeah, I get it. We can't all fit. Well, I guess some people will have to take a bus and meet the rest of us at the job site. A minor flaw in the plan. We'll get past it.
What about the getaway? How are the guys who can't fit in the car gonna make their getaway?
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But make sure you're all wearing your running shoes.
What kind of weapons we carrying?
Everyone will have an Uzi, a rocket-propelled grenade launcher, and a KitchenAid stand mixer.
Why all the hardware?
Can't be too safe.
I've been told this place is in a neighborhood that's pretty rough even during the day.
What about the store security cameras?
We take them with us, along with everything else that ain't nailed down. I can get top dollar for them from a fence I know has figured out a creative way to use eBay.
The slushy machine, too?
Everything!
Could make a big fucking mess in the getaway car with all that sugary liquid sloshing around inside the slushy machine.
What do I care? The Beatles are rental.
You know this place inside and out, right, French?
I got a guy inside who operates the hot dog machine. He's working for me.
Does that mean we should leave the hot dog machine behind?
What did I just tell you? Everything goes, and that includes the machine, the hot dogs,
the mustard and relish.
Everything!
Have you paid off the cops?
What cops?
The ones who hang out at the Voodoo Donut store across the street from the place.
Donut shop? Cops? Why didn't nobody tell me about that? Okay, job's off. Everybody go home.
Damn it. I took the afternoon off so I could come down here. I ain't going back to the husband this soon.
Calm down. Don't get your panties all up in a knot. I'll take care of it. I'll call 911 just before the heist and inform the cops that some naked, busty girls are committing lascivious acts at the Bear Beaver Strip Club on Jefferson. That will get every cop in the city responding, even the ones at the donut joint.
What about the woman cops?
They'll be on their way, too. You know as well as I do, Portland's women's cops are all dykes.
Sounds good. Hell, I might go myself.
It's a go, then. Tomorrow afternoon, let's synchronize our watches.
What watches? We all got smartphones now.
All right, synchronize whatever you got.
How do we do that?
Oh, forget it. Just be there on time.
The next day, as H-Hour approached, the gang assembled.
Okay, this is it. We're going in. Everybody put his or her respective hands up. This is a stick-up. Whoa, wait a minute. What the hell? You've already got your hands up. What's going on here?
Well, well, well. Who have we here?
We have us, and we're sticking this place up. Who are you?
No one special. Just an armed lone bandit.
You're gonna have to leave, lone bandit. We're a stick-up gang, and we've got a job to do. You're in the way.
I'm afraid you're nearly a day late. Now I'll have you latecomers to the party take out your wallets and put your money in one of the store's shopping bags.
Paper or plastic?
Frenchie's 7-Eleven caper failed to come off. Costello lay on the floor dead as the lone bandit raced away. The police arrived a few seconds too late to capture him, but Frenchie and the surviving connections were trapped in a state of confusion, and with an extension ladder they didn't know how to use. They were duly arrested for attempted armed robbery, convicted of a crime that occurred in the right place, but at the wrong time and by the wrong guy. Frenchie and his connections went to prison, while the lone bandit got away with some $93.22, most of it from the wallets of Frenchie's gang. Frenchie had been wrong about both the Twinkies delivery day and payday. Each of the remaining members of the gang is now serving a long term.
Frenchie, Irish, how about a game of Monopoly?
Sure, Walleyes. As long as I get to be the car.
Right. Irish, you be the iron.
Yeah, sure. Why the hell not?
No, The 7-Eleven Caper was written for KBOO's Ubu Radio Hour by Martin Watson Dodd. Parts were performed by
Demi,
Rolf,
Dave,
Jenna,
Duct Tape,
Larry,
and Martin.
And me, Elliot Ness. I was the narrator for this presentation.
Well, kids, there's your bedtime story for this week. Hope you liked it. If you did like it, maybe you can buy your old Uncle Watson a beer sometime in the next month or so. But if you didn't like it, well, I'll write a letter to the FCC, you little rotten skunks. Anyway, see you next time. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Bye-bye.
Donald Trump has been sucking all the airtime from the 2016 presidential elections. Day after day, the major news channels fillet Trump with free airtime.
Even the Ubu Hour is guilty of this. Every other month since last summer, we have run a parody or a radio play about Trump, and not a month has gone by where we didn't include some joke at his expense.
And what good has it done? He's still there. He's the presumptive Republican nominee, and we're beginning to look like everyone else. Another media source to promote the name of Donald.
Don't say his name!
Any mention of his name, whether positive or negative, only spreads the virus.
A virus that's spread by media and social media. A virus of images and words that poison the minds of the American public.
A virus that's spread every time his image appears on your television or computer screen. A virus that's causing normal people to vote for Donald.
Don't say his name!
We here at Ubu Hour are as guilty as anyone for what is happening.
What happened to us? The Ubu Hour was once a paradigm of new political radio theater.
And now, sadly, the Ubu is a pale ghost of what it once was. A zombie stumbling through the night, falling in line with all the other media and spreading the virus.
Tonight, we will not mention that person's name. We refuse to perpetuate the phenomenon of this media-dominating, burlesconic neo-Führer.
Not another word about him. Give him no more radio airtime. Any mention of his name may cause another 100 zombies to lumber out to booths to vote for him.
It's over. He's won the nomination for the party.
Everyone else surrendered. He is one of our two choices because, let's face it, the system is rigged for the two parties.
Look at his opponents. Cruz, Kasich, Bush, Rubio. They were all so tough. How'd they bomb the Mideast and stand up to unions and Hispanics?
Then they all folded like little boys. A bunch of fucking quitters. Even though they hated his guts, they all gave up. A bunch of bedwetting, useless shits.
Instead, tonight, we look at the other side, where the contest is still undecided between frontrunner Hillary Clinton and upstart candidate Bernie Sanders.
Up next, the Ubu Hour dares to expose inflammatory material from both of the Democratic candidates for president.
Let's start with Hillary Clinton.
We can either run an excerpt of her Saul Alinsky essay,
or one of her infamous Goldman Sachs speeches, where she was paid $650,000.
The Clinton campaign has tried to suppress these materials from the media, but that won't stop us.
In 1969, Hillary Rodham wrote her senior thesis on community organizer and radical icon Saul Alinsky, where she fawned over his intentions, though not his methods.
45 years later, Hillary Rodham Clinton gave some very, very well-paid speeches to Goldman Sachs, where she fawned over them as well.
Despite the Clintons' efforts, the Alinsky essay is available on the internet tubes.
One can also find excerpts from one or two of Clinton's unreleased Goldman Sachs speeches. But you know what?
We're not going to air them. They're too boring. Just like our damn emails. We couldn't even begin to turn any of this into entertainment for you Ubu listeners.
Let's just say that the Goldman Sachs speech that we got a hold of showed that Clinton wanted more women to get into leadership positions. A notable goal for sure.
But at the same time, she spoke to the big bankers and hedge fund managers as one of their best friends. She was their ally. She was on their side.
So instead, we bring you the short clip of reenactment of an interview that Saul Alinsky gave to Playboy magazine in 1972, a few months before his death.
Don't turn the page to look at that naked bunny. The Playboy interviewer asked Alinsky,
"Do you believe in any kind of afterlife?"
The question people should ask is not, is there life after death, but is there life after birth? If there is an afterlife, and I have anything to say about it, I would choose to go to hell.
Why?
Hell would be heaven for me. All my life I've been with the have-nots. Over here, if you're a have-not, you're short of dough. If you're a have-not in hell, you're short of virtue. Once I get into hell, I'll start organizing the have-nots over there.
Why them?
They're my kind of people.
That's it for the Clinton part of this audio piece. And now we go to...
The Ubu Hour should be ashamed of themselves for presenting a radio drama based on a controversial essay by Bernard Sanders published in 1972, Man and Woman.
A man goes home and masturbates his typical fantasy. A woman on her knees, a woman tied up, a woman abused.
A woman enjoys intercourse with her man as she fantasizes being raped by three men simultaneously.
The man and woman get dressed up on Sunday and go to church or maybe to their revolutionary political meeting.
Have you ever looked at the Stag, Man, Hero, Tough magazines on the shelf of your local bookstore?
Do you know why the newspapers with the articles like Girl 12 Raped by 14 Men sell so well?
To what in us are they appealing?
Women, for their own preservation, are trying to pull themselves for all of humanity that they do so. Yep. Slavishness on one hand breeds pigness on the other hand. Pigness on one hand breeds slavishness on the other.
Men and women both are losers.
Women adapt themselves to fill the needs of men, and men adapt themselves to fill the needs of women.
In the beginning, there were strong men who killed the animals and brought home the food, and the dependent women who cooked it.
No more!
Only the roles remain, waiting to be shaken off. There are no human oppressors. Oppressors have lost their humanity.
On one hand, slavishness. On the other hand, pigness. Six of one, half dozen of the other. Who wins?
Many women seem to be walking a tightrope now.
Their qualities of love, openness, and gentleness were too deeply enmeshed with qualities of dependency, subservience, and masochism.
How do you love without being dependent?
How do you be gentle without being subservient?
How do you maintain a relationship without giving up your identity and getting strung out?
How do you reach out and give your heart to your lover, but maintain the soul, which is you?
And men. Men are in pain too. They're thinking, wondering, what is it they want from a woman?
Are they at fault? Are they perpetuating this man-woman situation? Are they oppressors?
The man is bitter.
You lied to me!
He said she did. She lied to him.
You said that you loved me, that you wanted me, that you needed me. Those are your words.
They are.
But in reality...
He said...
If you ever loved me, or wanted me, or needed me, all of which I'm not certain was ever true, you also hated me.
You hated me, just as you have hated every man in your entire life, but you didn't have the guts to tell me that.
You hated me before you ever saw me, even though I was not your father, or your teacher, or your sex friend when you were 13 years old, or your husband.
You hated me, not because of who I am or what I was to you, but because I am a man.
You did not deal with me as a person, as me. You lived a lie with me, used me, and played games with me. And that's a piggy thing to do.
And she said,
you wanted me not as a woman, or as a lover, or a friend, but as a submissive woman, a submissive friend, or a submissive lover. And right now, where my head is, I balk at even the slightest suspicion of that kind of demand.
And he said,
you're full of...
And there's just a blank line. But we assume that the word that should be there is shit. We do not know if this word was censored by the writer.
Or by the Vermont Freeman, an alternative newspaper that one would think would be bold enough to use words like shit and fuck.
But then again, this was 1972, so let's continue.
And he said,
you're full of shit.
And they never again made love together, which they had each liked to do more than anything, or never ever saw each other one more time.
And there you have it. Man and Woman, written by Bernard Sanders 44 years ago.
You have just heard a two-part radio piece, Alinsky and Goldman and Man and Woman, directed and produced by Rolf Semprebon.
The following people performed in this radio piece.
Rolf.
Demi.
Larry.
Bernie.
And Martin.
You guys know you're driving with a taillight out?
Not funny, don't laugh. I'm gonna fucking kill
you. That's a strange question to ask somebody you haven't seen in forever.
Hi, I'm here alone and I can't sleep.
You guys know you're driving with a taillight out?
That's a strange question to ask somebody you haven't seen in forever.
Come on, just tell me what you were gonna say.
You girls know you're driving with a taillight out?
Yeah, well, I, you know. Seriously?
Yes.
Yeah, yes, you have. Yes, you have. It.
Yes, I have, and I have been.
Where did I throw my pager?
I'm not thinking that. It's under the table.
Tried to put his gun in my mouth.
You have a driver's license?
That's a strange question to ask somebody you haven't seen in forever.
Yeah, well, I... Yeah.
Wrong answer.
I remember it fell.
Can I have it with you?
Afterwards.
Which car is it?
Back my mouth.
Oh, that's a strange question to ask somebody you haven't seen in forever.
Yeah, well, I... Yeah.
That's an interesting thought.
Bye, Johnny.
Hey, look at...
And now you're thinking.
Listen, this is our father's car. We don't have a license.
I remember my mouth.
Did you know you got it?
Oh, that's a strange question to ask somebody you haven't seen in forever.
Yeah, well, I, you know.
Wrong answer.
Okay. What's going on? Did you know you got the car?
Seriously?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you have.
Yes,
you have.
Yes, I have. I have been.
Ooh, I need to go.
I need you to go.
Okay. I'm not looking at like anything.
Oh, okay. Come on, let's go. Go.
What's he get? 7.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my
God! What you thinking?
Seriously.
Did you know you got the car?
Yes. Yes.
Yes,
well,
nice.
Yes, I have been.
No, but good guess.
Did you know you got it? Whose car is it?
Back my mouth.
Cindy! Did you know you got the car?
Oh, that's a strange question to ask somebody you haven't seen in...
You want to throw up? It's not going to help. It's going to take about a minute for the acid to dissipate and your natural morphine to kick in. You know why I hit you?
No.
Forever?
Yeah, well, I, you know.
Any drugs in the car?
His tongue.
Yes.
Yes, you have. Yes, you haven't.
Yes, I have, and I have been.
Prozac has helped millions of people overcome intractable mood disorders, making miserable lives livable.
Any drugs in the car?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
No drugs?
No.
Prozac has helped millions of people overcome intractable mood disorders, making miserable lives livable.
To hear them out of me.
Where were you tonight?
Oh, that's a strange question to ask somebody you haven't seen in forever.
Yeah, well, I, you know. Seriously.
Having fun?
Yes.
Well, I am so glad for you. You really deserve that. You too.
Yes.
Yes, you haven't.
Having fun?
Yes, I have, and I have.
Having fun?
Yes.
Father up.
Along the bottom.
How do you feel about that?
I'm so glad for you.
Oh, I really got feet.
All right.
Yeah, I've just been seeing this.
I think everyone who's having sex in here is probably faking it, sorry.
Yeah. It's true.
It's kind of like a form of socially acceptable insanity. Are you falling in love with her?
Shiona, don't you have to serious thing.
Kieran.
Huh?
Stone.
Tell me what you did today.
Oh, that's a strange question to ask somebody you haven't seen in forever.
Do that.
Yeah?
It seemed natural.
Yellow stone there? Huh? Come on, I'm not gonna... I'll do the right thing if you do the right thing, huh? I know what it's like to get stoned a little bit, you know, to get high a little bit.
Cheers.
He ran along the top teeth.
You getting stoned there? Huh? Got any grass there, coke? Huh? Got any grass there, coke?
To touch.
He smelled a little grass.
Yeah?
Bottom.
No, don't worry about it. It's me. I'm a jinx.
So that made me happy?
That's great.
Oh, you lying sack of shit. You do have latent humanity.
You look so tired, sweetheart. Come here.
Do you know what's going on here?
Oh, that's a strange question to ask somebody you haven't seen in forever.
Sit down.
Do you know what's going on here?
Oh, that's a strange question to ask somebody you haven't seen in forever.
What is that supposed to mean?
I could do a little dance for you.
Sit up.
Tell me you love me.
It's a bit difficult. I do love you, but it's...
Your body's telling you otherwise.
I'm having you drunk like this. I am done. Don't close that door.
Just show me a little kindness. Please.
Do you know what's going on here?
Oh, that's a strange question to ask somebody you haven't seen in forever.
Don't talk like that.
Mimi.
Hey, don't talk to me.
You okay?
Mimi, you know what? We're going to take a little minute.
Come on. Sit up. Come on. You know what? This is why I don't talk to you.
This is why.
You go from here to here. No time at all.
This is why you talk to me.
All right. Now talk to me.
You know what? This is why I don't talk to you.
You go from here to here.
No time at all.
This is why you talk to me.
Do you know what's going on here?
I just want to have sex.
Well...
Because I'm here. This is the only reason you're talking to me.
You fucking asshole. No time at all.
This is why you talk to me.
I don't want to talk.
What else are we going to do? You've taken sex off the table.
Oh.
Come on. Tell me how your day was.
I don't want to talk.
Here, this is the only reason you're talking to me.
Taken sex off the table.
You fucking asshole.
Oh.
Come on. Tell me how your day was.
Oh, that's a strange question to ask somebody you haven't seen in... forever.
Yeah, well, you know.
Isabella? Honey, it's not you. It wasn't you. No.
You told me what?
No,
I'm sorry. My lip.
Wait. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Isabella? Buddy, get up. Just...
Isabella? Honey, it's not you. It wasn't you. No.
What the fuck is that? You got a glass jaw or something? You can't take one.
No. All right. Come on. No, it's not you.
Incredible. How does that describe your relationship?
What's wrong with you? What do you mean? What do you mean that's not
that? No, shit. I'm just saying that we have an amazing relationship.
What's wrong with you? Oh, my God. You fucking son of a bitch. You fucking asshole.
It's easy sometimes for people to project.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to project anything.
You son of a bitch!
That's enough.
You son of a bitch!
Stop it!
That's enough.
Don't.
That's enough.
Just
leave.
Mimi, please.
Sorry, I'm just gonna leave you guys.
Cindy, would you get out of here? You're done.
I'm trying to tell you.
You're done. I can do here because you don't want me here.
You'll be good, you sweet girl.
Hey. This is between you and me, motherfucker. Yeah. Don't you fucking blame her for that shit.
Yeah, you.
I will always love you guys.
Yeah. Please come with me,
Cindy.
Come with me.
Get the hell out of here.
That's it. Keep moving.
Come on. Okay.
Fuck you. Okay. Fuck you. Get out of our man.
And I have learned what you use fuck all the time.
You're not hot, girlfriend.
It's what you are.
Nice jacket, man.
Hey, get out.
I'm a big man.
Get out.
Look at me.
Stop it.
I'm a big fucking man.
I'm a man.
I'm being a man
stop
now.
Stop it. What do you mean? What do you mean?
No, Smith, I'm just saying that.
I'm being a man. Stop it.
We have an amazing relationship. How come you're just telling me now?
Because I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6 times.
I was scared that you were.
Okay, sorry. My self-esteem would prefer that you not have a bigger penis than me right now. That's all.
Get out.
I'm a big man.
Get out.
Look at me.
Stop it.
I'm a big fucking man.
I'm a man.
I just think that it's easy sometimes for people to project.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to project anything.
No.
I know I'm trouble. I don't want to be trouble in your relationship. Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm 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 sorry.
Don't do that.
I remember, then he pushed me down again. It was very slow.
Run, Josh. Run, Josh.
God, Josh, please talk about this like that! You can't count! You're gonna ruin the taste!
Hey!
Oh, amazing.
My day was kind of well. I went to the clinic for a no meds for Maggie.
Are you okay?
Oh, that's a strange question to ask somebody you haven't seen in forever.
Yeah,
I
didn't say that.
Yeah, I didn't say it out loud.
You think maybe you've had enough?
Nope. I don't, but you do.
Okay? Just give me the signal. That's right. And there it is.
We're probably doing adjustments.
It's almost midnight, which means our time is up for this month. We will return on the first Monday of July, which is July 4th, for our very special patriotic show. But until then, you can hear other great radio theater shows at this time slot throughout the month. On the second Monday, it's the Subhuman Intellect Theater, also known as SHIT. The third Monday brings us Gremlin Time. And the fourth Monday is Sudden Rerun Project. And if you missed part of this show or want to hear other Ubu Hour episodes, the Ubu can be podcast at kboo.fm and search for Ubu, spelled U-B-U Hour. And tell your friends and families about the wholesome family entertainment that the Ubu Hour provides every month on the first Monday, 11 p.m. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the engineer?
The Ubu Hour.
Why the fuck did you leave me hanging there like a fucking idiot? You missed a fucking cue, played the wrong fucking music track. What a fucking train wreck!
Tequila always makes me frisky. You want some more tequila, Charlie?
KBOO Community Radio is proud to welcome the Golden Rule Peace Boat to Portland, Wednesday, June 8th at 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church in Portland. In 1958, a crew of Quaker peace activists attempted to sail the Golden Rule to the Marshall Islands to interfere with U.S. nuclear bomb testing. This bold, nonviolent direct action inspired a worldwide movement leading to the Partial Nuclear Test Ban Treaty of 1963. On June 8th, there will be a panel presentation and discussion of their past work and plans for a peaceful, sustainable future, featuring Harvey Wasserman of Solartopia, Mimi German of The Radcast, Teresa Rayford from Don't Shoot Portland, and many more. Music will be provided by Dave Rovix. Again, that's the Golden Rule Peace Boat panel discussion on Wednesday, June 8th at 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church, 1011 Southwest 12th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the Real Cool Film Series at the Clinton Street Theater.
The film this month, The Case of the Three-Sided Dream, showing Wednesday, June 15th at 7 p.m. The Case of the Three-Sided Dream tells the story of a multi-instrumentalist, Rashawn Roland Kirk, who went from a blind infant to a child prodigy to adult visionary to a political activist and finally to a paralyzed showman. Kirk was a seemingly superhuman musical force who played literally until the day he died. Again, that's The Case of the Three-Sided Dream, Wednesday, June 15th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
The Tiki Cha-Cha Club.